主，我们感谢你自己啊，顺服父神的旨意。
Lord, we want to thank you for you obey the Heavenly Father's will.
成就了这个救恩，成为我们的赎罪祭。
And completed the salvation, so you become our sin offering.
并且用你的宝血与我们立了这个新约，永不改变。
And you use your precious blood to establish this covenant with us that will never change.
因此，父神将你升为至高。
And so because of that, the Heavenly Father raised you to the highest.
因此你说天上地上所有一切权柄都赐给你了。
And also said that all the power in heaven and on earth has been given to you.
主，我们再次聚集在一起，我们要称颂你的名，我们要赞美你一切奇妙的作为。
So we once again gather in your name. We want to praise your name and praise all the wonderful things that you have done.
求主你自己再次向我们说话，圣灵来恩膏，好让我们讲的、翻的、听的都同蒙造就。
Please speak to us once more, and may the Holy Spirit anoint the speaker, the translator, and all those who listen, so that we can benefit from your words.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 好，弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please see the brothers and sisters.
感谢主，在过去的这段时间弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。那我们在这个短宣队在去年12月20号到30号在柬埔寨，我们都平安，而且对所做的事工都照我们所计划的进行。
I want to give thanks for all the brothers and sisters for all of your prayers for our short-term mission trip from last year's December 20th to the 30th. Our short-term mission trip took us to Cambodia, and thanks to your prayers, everything went smoothly. We have done all the work that we plan on doing.
我们这是有七个我们的成员总有七个四位成人三位年轻人。
And so the team consists of seven members at this time. We have four adults and three young people.
那我们出发之前大概三个月开始，我们就有一些个就是开始有培训，而且我们每天都有这个 devotion 在一个群组里面，我们大家都来分享每天的这个灵修。
And so 3 months before we set off, we had these special trainings, and each day we do devotions, and we share with one another in this special group that we have.
我们特别要鼓励年轻人，所以我们就轮流每一个人带一个礼拜，这样子来轮流。
And so we especially want to encourage our young people, so we have one person lead every single week.
那我们到了那里以后呢，我们就是短宣队，我们的每天的生活大概是7点我们就开始晨更，7点到8点我们就一个小时左右的晨更。
And so once we arrive there, we every morning we start with morning devotion that starts from 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock.
那你可想而知，就是有时差啦，还有年轻人就是总是习惯睡也是不容易。但是我们感谢主，他们都做到了，所以我们每天。大概读两章的《使徒行传》，我们找这本书《使徒行传》读，每天读两章，大概读到保罗第三次的宣教
And so, as you can imagine, due to the time zone differences and the fact that the young people tend like to sleep in late a little bit, so it was kind of challenging for them. But thank the Lord that we're able to go through this every morning. So we read from each day we read 2 chapters from the book of Acts, and then until we got to a point where Paul was on his third missionary trip.
那我们每天的行程几乎都是满满的，就每天的行程安排都是非常的紧凑。
And then for the rest of each day, our schedule is packed.
Okay, 那我就因为我们读了，我们是用《使徒行传》这本书，所以我就想找第一章、第二章，就是我们第一天的回想一下我们第一天的光景，我们来跟大家分享我们所大家讨论收获的，我想跟各位分享，然后我们再看一下短宣的一些照片。
And so because we've been reading from the book of Acts, especially in the first day, we read from chapter 1 and chapter 2. So I'd like to take scriptures from these books to share with everyone, to kind of remind ourselves kind of how we went through the missionary trips. And then afterwards, we'll share more specifics about the trip.
好，我们就读《使徒行传》第一章的4到8节，我们中文先读，然后再英文。
So So let's first read from Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. We'll read in Chinese first and in English.
好，开始。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说，主啊，复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Okay. English verse 4 through 8. Let's begin. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised.Which, he said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time that you are restoring the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or epoch which the Father has fixed by his own authority.But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
好，我们就注意这一段有两个地方，我要你们注意一下，就是第五节，他说约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
So I'd like to call to your attention to two verses. First one is in verse 5 where he says that, But you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
然后第八节说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And then verse 8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
所以使徒行传这本书呢，一开始就跟你讲圣灵，所以他这本书呢，其实就是虽然叫使徒行传，其实就是圣灵行传的意思，就圣灵借着使徒来显出圣灵的作为。
And so in the book of Acts, even though it's called Acts, but it's in the very beginning, it's already start talking about Holy Spirit. So more accurately, this would be the Holy Spirit doing work through the disciples.
那我们都知道，路加福音也是啊，这个跟使徒行传同一个作者是路加所写的。那他路加福音呢？也是非常注重圣灵的工作。
And so we also know that the book of Luke is written by the same author, Luke. And so in that book, he also put emphasis on the Holy Spirit as well.
所以如果你读路加福音第一章，你就发现第一章、第二章就发现好几次提到圣灵。整个路加福音是在福音书里面提到最多圣灵的这个词。
And so because of that, you find that from the very beginning, the very first chapter in the book of Luke, you'll see him mentioning the Holy Spirit several times. And in fact, the entire book of Luke had the most mention of the Holy Spirit.
那玛利亚跟这个撒加利亚啊，他们见到的这个异象都是啊，因为圣灵的工作。那好像玛利亚呢，跟以利沙白呢，啊，就称颂，就是被圣灵充满，然后就称颂。所以你看到整个路加福音的记载也是一样的，就是被圣灵充满，圣灵感动。
And so, for example, Maria and Elizabeth, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and so they started to give praise.
那这边很有意思的哦，主已经讲过说你们要受圣灵的洗，但门徒还是要想一个问题，什么？说主啊，你要复兴以色列国，就是这个时候吗
？So this is very interesting. The Lord told them that they will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Yet the disciples still ask him, Lord, is this the time when you are restoring the kingdom of Israel?
所以主说的，他们好像听，但是没有懂。他们一直在想的问题是他们自己的问题。那主要说的是，你们要受圣灵，你们要受圣灵。可是他们好像完全不在意。完全没有听进去。
So it seems like the disciples have not taken to heart what Jesus told them. It's just like seems in the one ear and out the other. All they care about is themselves. It's when's the kingdom going to be restored?
好，那么那一天呢？五旬节到了那一天。好，我们往下读第二章《使徒行传》第二章一到四节，还有十二节。
And the next part we'll read is from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, and then also verse 12. So on that day, the Pentecost arrived.
好，五旬节到了。门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来， 好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来，众人就都惊讶猜疑，彼此说这是什么意思呢？
Okay, verse 1 through 4 and also 12. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other like tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, what does this mean?
好，所以一节到四节就记载五旬节这天发生了一件很重大的事情。
And so verse 1 through 4 record this very important event that happened on Pentecost.
就是圣灵降临，然后充满啊这个啊一百二十个门徒。
And as the Holy Spirit came down and filled this 120 disciples.
那众人就很惊讶，说这是什么意思呢？
And so all of them were amazed and saying to one another, what does this mean?
有人说他们可能是被酒啊喝了酒醉了嘛。
And so some people were saying that they may be drunk.
啊，那这五旬节呢？就是五旬节，就是啊，从这个啊主复活那一天五十天，那个叫五旬节，就是所谓的啊主复活以后四十天向门徒显现，然后门徒在等候十天，总共五十天。
And so on the day of Pentecost, it's been 50 days since the Lord's resurrection.
那在旧约的时代呢，以色列人他们庆祝五旬节是神啊要他们献所谓的啊献那个从农作物收割的啊第一个最好的果子献出来。
And so according to tradition of on Pentecost, God required the Israelites to offer up to him the best of the first fruits.
这是春耕，以色列有两次，一是春耕，一是秋耕，就是所谓的第一季的。
And so there are two harvesting, the planting season in Israel tradition. One is during spring, the other is during the fall. So these are the crops from the springtime plantation.
所以五旬节这天圣灵降临呢，然后教会就诞生了。教会是是借着圣灵，然后建成一个身体。
And so from that day on that day, the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
那我们往后会看到，因为圣灵降临，圣灵充满了，门徒的生命得到改变了。
And then from this, we can see that because the downpouring of the Holy Spirit filling the disciples, their lives have been changed.
之前呢，门徒一直问了一个问题：以色列复兴是这个时候吗？他们根本没有想到主说的话。但是这个经过圣灵充满降临以后呢，他们改变了，他们不再想自己的事了。
Because before that, all the disciples thought about are themselves, and they're thinking about, is this the time when the kingdom will be restored? You know, they're thinking about themselves, but after they were filled by the Holy Spirit, they no longer think about themselves, but rather of what God wants.
那五旬节这天呢，也是颁布律法的那一天。如果你去查出埃及记，它是第三个月的第三天，那就是你如果去算的话，正好就是从那个啊。我刚刚说的就是五旬节的那一天是一模一样的，就是颁布律法的日子跟圣灵降临日子同一天。
And it also happens to be the day that the laws were announced or were given after the Israel left Egypt, because that was the third day on the third month. So that was also Pentecost.
好，所以这里是圣灵充满。那么我们都知道啊，在圣灵有一个是充满，一个是内住在我们这个人啊，信的神的儿女的啊身上。
And so from this, we know that the Holy Spirit not only fills us, but also dwells in those who believe in God.
好，待会我们稍微讲一下这两个差别哈。
And so we'll go into a little bit the difference between these two.
但《使徒行传》这本书呢，它强调的是圣灵充满啊，这个词出现很多次，它强调的是圣灵充满，为什么呢？要做神的工。
So in the book of Acts, it emphasizes on being filled by the Holy Spirit because only then will you be able to do the work of God.
那圣灵这个字跟风呢，它其实原文是同一个字，是吹气的意思，是同一个原文是同一个字的。
So in the original text, the word where we translate to be Holy Spirit as well as wind, there's actually the same word in the original text.
那么啊，就是有一阵大风吹过，然后又有像火一样的啊，这个就是代表圣灵的一个记号。
And so there's this just violent rushing of wind, and then there's this, and also these tongues of fire that came down. So these are the symbols of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以我们往下看。好，那彼得呢，就借这个机会啊，说出今天发生的事情有多么重大的意义。彼得就把这件事情解开了，就是属灵的意义就解开了。为什么今天你们看到啊，你们觉得惊讶，你们不懂呢？彼得就借这个机会把这个圣灵降临在神的工作里面的意义呢，就解开了。
And Peter, using this opportunity, revealed what this all means, the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit and everything that people have seen on that day.
好，我们就跳到二章的十四节到十八节，我们中文一起念。好。
So let's jump down to chapter 2, verse 14 to 18, Chinese first.
好，彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。你们想这些人是罪了，其实不是罪了，因为时候刚到几初。这正是先知约珥所说的，神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
Okay, verse 14 through 18, let's read in English. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day.This is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
好，彼得就说呢，这个就是约珥书所预言的啊，当将来有一天呢，圣灵要降临啊，就是今天这件事呢，已经应验啊，在你们的面前。
And so Peter said that in the prophesied by the prophet Joel that one day it shall be in the last days when this there be a pouring forth of the Holy Spirit, and so that has become a reality.
那么在约珥书的那一章里面呢，还有个第二个部分，就是说日头变黑。啊，这个月亮像雪，那个部分呢？因为还没有，就是在这次并没有应验，所以我就没有把它列出来。
And so, but then there's also a second part where it says that the day well it shall become dark and the moon shall become like snow, but that hasn't happened yet. At that, I didn't choose those verses.
好，所以彼得先讲出说圣灵降临，然后接着他就讲第二件事情啊，就我们现在看的二十二节到四十一节。
And so Peter first mentioned to talk about that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit shall happen first, and then what will happen next is in verse 22.
好，我们开始二十二节。以色列人啊，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。他既按着神的定旨先见，被交与人。你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说，我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。
Okay, verse 22 to 25 English. Men of Israel, listen to these words.Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to the cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken.
好，我们再往下念。所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你将生命的道路指示我，必叫我阴间里面得着满足的快乐。弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明地对你们说，他死了，也埋葬了。并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
Let's continue verse 26 to 29. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue exulted. Moreover my flesh also will live in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence.Brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day.
好，我们下一个三十节。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活说，他的灵魂不撇在阴间。他的肉身也不见朽坏，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
Okay, let's continue verse 30 to 33. And so because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne. He looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
好，大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎么行？
Okay, verse 34 to 37. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemy a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all the houses of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart.And said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do?
好，所以这整大段呢，彼得就是要证明一件事情，耶稣已经复活了。
And so for all these verses, Peter wants to prove that, to show that the Lord has resurrected.
并且神已经立他为主为基督，他就是弥赛亚，就是你们钉的这位耶稣呢，他就是弥赛亚。
And also elevate him to be the Lord and the Messiah. In other words, he's saying that this person you had nailed to the cross, that is the Messiah.
然后呢，众人就说，那我们应该怎么行呢？
And so the rest of the apostles asked, Brethren, what shall we do?
好，我们三十八节。彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说： 你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的世代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人。
Okay, verse 38 to 41. Peter said to them, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself.And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. So then those who had received his word were baptized. And that day there were added about 3,000 souls.
好，彼得就说呢，你们奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦免，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And so Peter said to them, Repent and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
所以彼得在这个整本使徒行传里面呢，他大概讲了4篇的讲章，大概有4篇，这是第一篇，那其他还有3篇，大概都是围绕在耶稣基督复活这件事情上。
And so in the book of Acts, Peter gave four messages, and then this is the first one, and he also gave other three. But his message is mainly surrounding the resurrection of Christ.
其他有些地方讲说他第一次来，还有第二次要来，要审判死人活人。
And so in other messages of his, he mentioned that Jesus came for the first time, but he will return. He will come again to cast judgment.
还有地上的万族要因他得福，就是其他的信息，但是围绕在同一个主题上，就是耶稣基督复活这件事情。
And all the other tribes shall also benefit from this as well. But mainly, Peter's message surrounds the resurrection of Christ.
所以彼得就借着这个五旬节圣灵降临这件事情呢，就开始讲到，然后就讲到圣灵降临是神所预言的，而且你们怎么样得到这个圣灵呢？只要接受耶稣基督。受洗，你们就得到这个圣灵啊！这是他整个的讲章的重点。
And so by the event happening in Pentecost, Peter used that as beginning to his messages, and his message surround the Holy Spirit, and that when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
好，所以这里呢，我们就看到就是整个的这个。彼得的讲章绕在约珥书所预言的圣灵浇灌，圣灵要充满。第二个是大卫的诗篇里面所说的基督要复活这件事情上。
And so you can see that the Peter's message surrounds the book written by Joel about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the filling, the pouring of the Holy Spirit, and then also second part is about the resurrection of Christ.
我们都知道彼得呢，在耶稣说要上十字架，他说万万不可，他马上拦阻，不可。
And as we all know, before Jesus went upon the cross, Peter famously said that it shall never be.
并且呢，在主被捉以后呢，他就是3次不认主。
And then after Jesus was arrested, Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
因为人天然的本性要救自己，要救自己。免得死亡，这是彼得跟我们一样的天然本性。
Because it's a man's natural desire to save himself.
然后呢，他们又去开始捕鱼了。他们觉得跟随耶稣没有希望了。
And after that, he went back to catching fish because he thought there's no hope in following Jesus.
但是当他经过圣灵的降临，然后呢，就看见主是复活的这位主。所以圣经说主复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
But because of the event of filled by the Holy Spirit, he saw that they themselves, the disciples too, were as if they were resurrected.
好，那我们就知道这个圣灵充满浇灌这件事情呢，就是他要达到什么？就主要工作是什么呢？就是《使徒行传》1:8，我们刚刚念过的。但圣灵降你们在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And so what was the purpose of the Holy Spirit? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is so that you can receive power, as in verse 8 it says, that but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
好，所以我们就知道那个啊，整个使徒行传这本书呢，就是要讲的是圣灵充满这件事情。
And so the entire book of Acts is about being filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为门徒要出去开始要传福音，他们必须要带着圣灵的大能大力，才可以把福音呢传到地极。
Because the disciples are about to go out and spread the message, spread the gospel. So they need to go out with being filled by the great power of the Holy Spirit so that they could bring the gospel to the ends of the earth.
那圣灵赐给他们能力不是要荣耀他们自己，不是要做他们自己的事业，是要做主的见证。这是圣灵讲得很清楚。
And the Bible made it very clear. The Holy Spirit gave them power not so that they could glorify themselves to their own ends, but rather for the spreading of the gospel.
那如果我们去看《使徒行传》这本书，你整本书给他看的话，果然不错，就是圣灵充满，就是要带着服事的能力，并且为主做见证。这件事情就是整个就讲出《使徒行》啊，《行传》这本书呢，它的 purpose 就在这里讲出来了。
And you could tell that from the entire book of Acts that indeed these disciples went out with the power of the Holy Spirit and to spread the gospel.
好，那我们再讲到就是圣灵这个。圣灵呢充满是使徒行传这本书要说的，但是在约翰福音里面呢，耶稣讲的是圣灵住在我们里面，这看起来是两个工作的面，但是同一个圣灵，圣灵是同一个的，但是呢，在约翰福音所说的耶稣所应许的这个圣灵呢，好像不太一样，所以我们要看看约翰福音怎么说。
And so the book of Acts talk about being filled by the Holy Spirit, while the book of John talking about how the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So let's take a look at the book of John and see what it says about this.
我们读约翰福音的十四章。好，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的。乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
And so in John chapter 14, verse 16 says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. And 16 to 13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak.And he will disclose to you what is to come.
好，所以这里呢，圣灵的工作跟刚刚是不太一样。这边讲了什么呢？他说要想起主说的话，然后进入一切的真理，还有主要在你们里面圣灵在你们里面呢，是永远不离开你们。
And so this is the difference. So what Jesus promised is that the Holy Spirit, when it dwells in you, that there will be, you will remember the words of the Lord and enter into all truth, and it will dwell in you and never leave you.
那我们都记得，在约翰福音的二十章那里面，当主向门徒显现的时候，有说过一句话，说你们受圣灵，就吹一口气在门徒身上，记不记得这件事情？
So do you remember in John chapter 20 how the Lord Jesus breath into his disciples as that said that you now receive the Holy Spirit?
在那里呢，耶稣吹一口气在门徒身上，好像没有发生什么事情。记不记得你们没圣经没有记载发生什么重大的神迹奇事像风火这样子像刚刚我们读的使徒行传第二章，那里好像是。没有发生任何事情，但主说呢，你们受圣灵，就吹一口气在他们身上。
And at the time, it seems to be very plain. Nothing, no dramatic things, no tongue of fire, no wind, no gust of wind. He just simply breathed into them, and then said that you now have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我个人的解读认为说，那里是接受内住的圣灵，圣灵在我们身上呢，是住在我们里面，永远不离开。这个跟旧约是不一样的。
So I personally interpret that as that's.The Holy Spirit indwelling, the dwelling within you. So that's different from what the Old Testament describes.
这里明确说永远不离开你们，就圣灵内住在我们里面呢，是不会离开的。
And here it says clearly that once the Holy Spirit dwells in you, it will never leave you.
但是圣灵的充满呢， 不会一直充满，也就是圣灵充满在我们的身上，让我们去做工，带着能力，不会一直充满的。当我们的工作完了以后呢，就不再被充满了。
And however, on the other hand, being filled by the Holy Spirit is not going to be last forever. So you're being filled by the Holy Spirit to do work, and once that work is done, then that it's gone.
在旧约里面的那些啊，神用的人、仆人啊、工人也好，他或者先知也好，他们都是被神的灵充满或者感动，然后就做神的工作。之后呢，圣灵就离开他们了。
So we can see this in the Old Testament in regards to the prophets or the workers that God sent. At the time, they were being filled with the Holy Spirit to do a certain thing, certain task. And then once that's done, it's gone. The Holy Spirit's gone.
好，所以那在新约里面，只有新约里面有应许，圣灵永远在我们里面，住在我们里面，不离开，这是耶稣这边所应许的。
But however, only in the New Testament, where our Lord Jesus promised that once it dwells in you, the Holy Spirit shall never leave you.
好，另外一件事情就是复活这件生复活这个彼得看见的耶稣复活，他是主这件事情呢，有什么样子的对彼得有什么改变呢
？And we could also see the changes that happened to Peter's life after he saw that the Lord was resurrected.
好，我们都知道彼得他耶稣说十字架，他马上说 No, 不可以，因为彼得只看到十字架上面的死亡，没有看见复活。
Because as we all know that when Lord Jesus mentioned about the cross, Peter said, no, it shall never be. Because all he saw was death, but not resurrection.
对不起，虽然耶稣有说他要复活，第三天复活，可是门徒怎么样呢？根本听不进去，他们没有看过有死人复活的，所以他们认为耶稣上十字架前，他们只看到死亡，没有看到复活。
And even though the Lord Jesus already told them that he shall be resurrected on the third day, but none of the disciples believe it because they've never seen such a thing, so they just acted like as if they never heard of that. And so to them, the cross, all they saw was death.
So they think that the cross is a failure.
And so to them, they saw the cross as the failure, the ultimate failure. So how could the Lord go on the cross?
好，但是在五旬节这天呢，改变了。他们看见了主的十字架不是只带到死亡，他的背后是复活，是荣耀的。也就他们已经看见这个事实以后呢，彼得从此之后他不再害怕死亡了。
And but all this changed on the day of Pentecost because on that day they saw that behind the cross there's resurrection and glory. And because of that, on that day afterwards, Peter no longer feared death.
那他们在跟随主的路上呢，就在彼此争论谁要坐在左边右边，记不记得谁要伟大？
And、
他们就首想了什么？自己将来的前途。
And then while they were following Jesus, they were constantly arguing one another, who's going to sit on the left and the right, and who's going to be the greatest, because they're making plans for their themselves, they're making plans for their own future.
当彼得看到这个复活带来的荣耀，他不再为自己打算了，他把自己所有的放下来。不再为说神的以色列是不是要复兴，我们是不是要坐在你的国里面，左边右边谁伟大，这些都已经不重要了。
But after he saw the resurrection, he saw the glory, and he no longer lives for himself. He no longer cares who sits on the left and who sits on the right, who's greatest in the kingdom. He doesn't care about these things anymore.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们也是看见这个话呢，我们是跟彼得一样的，我们的生命被改变，从此我们就不再为自己。来打算，也不再害怕死亡了，因为知道十字架的背后是一个荣耀的复活，荣耀的啊冠冕。
So if we could see this and recognize this, then we too could be just like Peter, and we no longer fear death, no longer live for ourselves, because we saw the resurrection and glory that's behind the cross.
啊，有些弟兄姐妹问我说，那去短宣需要什么样的 qualification？ 需要用什么装备？我们需要准备什么才可以出去呢？
And so some brothers asked me, so what does it take? What kind of preparation do you need to do in order to go on these short-term mission trips?
我觉得你只要把《使徒行传》第一章、第二章读过就可以了。这边就是彼得生命被改变了。你只要你的看见主真的复活了，而且你不再为自己，你是愿意为神摆上的时候呢，你就可以出去了。因为宣教有很多不同的工作，有些是培训，需要很多的圣经的。这个知识才可以培训，有些事就是去服侍一些啊不信的或者是孩童，他其实你就是把福音简单的给他们就好了，不需要高深的道理，不需要很多的培训的那些啊圣经的知识的。
And so all, I tell them that all you need to do is just read Acts chapter 1 and 2 and to see the resurrection, and then you too shall be changed after that, and you're willing to offer everything up. Because on these trips, there are many tasks you could do. You know, some are doing trainings, and other serve share the message with the non-believers, because that's what it is at the end of the day, is to share the gospel.
有时我们虽然很多圣经的知识，我们培训了很多，但是呢，我们还怎么样？还是为自己打算。我们看到这个，就是我们还是没有看到十字架复活所带来的那个主的生命的大能跟荣耀。所以就是说，圣灵降临在我们的这些所谓的愿意摆上的，你预备好了，圣灵充满你，这个是一个神做工的方式，而不是说我们对圣经知识念多少。我们是不是有足够的圣经的装备了，才可以出去？
You can have the most amount of training or Bible knowledge or whatnot, but if you cannot see the resurrection and the glory behind that the cross, it will not help you.
那的确有很多时候是需要有装备，像彭弟兄出去传道，那他需要有装备的。你没有一定的装备，你是不能够喂养人家的，不能让门。栽培门徒的，那这是需要的。那我们这些短宣出去，也是很多时候我们要培训他们，我们要信息，主入信息给他们，这些是要有装备的。
But yes, you know, you do need to be prepared. You know, you do have need to have the messages. Like, for example, Brother Pong, he definitely prepares himself before he goes on to these trips. And same thing for these short-term missionary trips. We need to have the messages ready, and we do need to do a certain amount of preparation.
我们今天传福音很困难。那彼得他们那个时代。初期教会时代，三千人、五千人就信了。
And so today, it feels like it's so hard to evangelize, to share the gospel. But yet, during the time of Peter, it seems like just here 3,000 people, there 5,000 people being added. So.
所以我想这几个地方就是人不认为自己有罪，你要告诉人家说你是有罪的，很困难啊。还有一个是人今天重视的是今生的，不再看重永生的。属灵的东西，还有各种偶像呢，各种这个人的欲望所辖制，大概就是有这几个问题。我在想。
So I think it's because of these following reasons. For example, people do not see themselves as sinful. People value what's happening in this current life and not value spiritual eternal blessings. And they also are influenced by various desires and idols.
这是普世的现象，这不是只有美国，全世界今天都是这样子。
And this is happening in the entire world, not just something that only happens in the United States.
好，那我刚刚已经稍微讲过，我们大概去之前三个月，我们就开始开会，然后中间呢也有很多次的这个中间也有很多次的我聚在一起，我们要练一些侍奉的项目，所以好，我们再看。
So、
第二个就是让人知道他柬埔寨好。
So as I mentioned before, that you know, we start preparation work 3 months before the trip, and then we also have these sharing sessions with everyone. So,
柬埔寨就在东南亚这个国家，它的上面是有泰国，还有是寮国，那右边的地方是越南，它大概这几个国家包围。
So from this map, you can see kind of where Thailand's located. So above, they got, Cambodia. Where Cambodia is located. So up north, you have Thailand. And then to the east, you got Laos. And then down below, south, you got Vietnam.
好，所以我们要去那里呢，它是没有直飞的。我们要从这边飞到台北、长荣，然后台北再飞到那里。从这边到台北大概13个钟头。然后台北停了大概3个钟头、4个钟头。然后再飞到那边又从3-4个钟头，所以总共是蛮长的，快20个钟头。
So because there's no direct flights, we had to first fly to Taiwan and then fly in there, and then there's layover, a couple hours layover here and there. So it took about like a 20-some hour trip. So it's not a short trip.
好，这里呢，你看到金边 Long Pen 就是那个红色的那个点是金边。
So on this map, you can see that where the red mark is Phnom Penh.
我们都住在金边，就是在金边的附近呢、因为别的地方没有地方住，我们住在金边的恩典堂教会，它有宿舍，我们就住在宿舍。
And so we live in the Phnom Penh Grace Church.
然后绿色那个点呢，是距离金边的这个恩典堂大概1个钟头或者1个钟头多一点， 这个是叫竹笋村，也另外一个教会，那边也是有个教会，也有这个传道人在那边服侍的。
And then that green spot marks the Bamboo Village Grace Church. So that's about an hour away to the west.
然后再往更乡下一点，蓝色那个点呢，就是所谓的孤儿院，叫确信之家孤儿院，大概两个钟头，离金边教会大概两个钟头。
And then further west, so into further rural areas, we have the Faith Orphanage, which is about 2 hours distance from Phnom Penh.
它其实不是很远，但是因为就是绕那个乡村的道路，而且是很斑皮，我们坐到最后都是像大家都是在按摩一样，
so,
因为它是一直很摇，摇得很厉害。
So in actuality, the actual distance is not that far, but it's just that the roads we are very poorly maintained, and there's lots of bumps, so you can't drive. So the, you know, we just kind of go around, and it's very bumpy roads. It's like as if we're going through a massage therapy.
那因为在美国，你大概不会碰到这种路，所以我们在那边，我有录下一个录像，但是太长，我就不给你们看。就是大家都唱歌唱得很高兴，然后呢，就是那种摇得很厉害，就是你知道那种情况，就是啊，也觉得大家也觉得蛮好玩的。虽然坐得很长，两个钟头，但是大家也觉得蛮快乐的。
So even though it took quite a while to get there, but we all have fun because as we were riding along this bumpy road, we're all singing and having a good time.
就是类似我们跟印度一样，到印度的那些 tribal， 就所谓的部落，也是一模一样。那个路都是那个很深，纹路下去，车子就这样子，颠簸很厉害。
Kind of similar to how the short-term trip to India was like, because that too goes into the rural areas, and so you don't have well-maintained roads, and so it's very bumpy, and you can't drive really fast.
另外一个最底端那里有个紫色的，那个就是西哈努克港，我们叫西港，那个是在海边的地方。那因为有个啊，今年开始啊，去年开始有一个 freeway， 就是高速公路，所以比较快，大概三个钟头，两个半到三个钟头可以到那里。
And then on the bottom of the map, you see the purple spot, and that's for the Sihanoukville port. And so last year they actually had they opened a new freeway that directly links there. So it's actually, despite the distance from the map, it looks like it only takes 2.5 to 3 hours to get there.
所以我们去那里住了两天啊，我们就有一次我们就去那里住两天，因为那个地方蛮远的，所以住在那里。那个教会也有宿舍，所以那里有个恩典堂啊，也是有宿舍，也是有传道人在那边服侍的。
And so because of the distance, because there's a church there as well with a pastor, so we're able to live there, spend the night for two days at the church there.
啊，那里主要是柬埔寨的柬人啊，下午呢是华人。
So they have two services. So in the morning they have service that's more catered towards the Cambodians, and then in the afternoon it's more to the Chinese descendants.
那金边这里是主日是早上华人敬拜，下午是柬人敬拜，正好相反。金边这个教会是。
And then the church, the Grace Church at Phnom Penh is exact opposite. So in the morning they have the Chinese worship, and then in the afternoon they have the Cambodian worship.
然后绿色的那个竹笋村呢，就只有柬埔寨的柬人的敬拜，没有华人。
And then the green spot where the Bamboo Village Grace Church is, that they only have a Cambodian worship.
那我们为什么要选柬埔寨呢
？But why do we pick Cambodia？
因为柬埔寨有好处，就是中文也可以有华人啊，英文也可以用英文讲，中文讲都可以翻成柬文。他们的同工可以从中文翻成柬文，或者英文翻成柬文，是比较容易。
The reason is because they understand English. They're able to find translators for those who speak English as well as Chinese. They could all translate both of these languages into the local language.
然后同时对我们来讲，住宿跟交通都没有问题，也就住的地方跟交通都完全没有问题。
And then also, there are places for accommodations as well as traveling. There's cars to take us to places.
他们住的地方呢其实都不错，你看金边是至少他首都，我们的住的地方都有冷气，所以这是一个好处，都有冷气，不用担心。
Living conditions are quite good as well. So for example, in Phnom Penh, because it's the capital, so the buildings they have AC.
所以而且他有孩子，有小孩，有青少年，有大学生，有成人，也就各种事工你都可以做，所以是金边柬埔寨这地方呢是我们短宣最好的场所。
And they have people of all different ages. They're kids, young people, adults, and older adults. So you could preach the gospel to all of them, different ages. You could focus on different age groups too.
好，所以就是我们人多人少啊，中文或者英文混，就是我们基本上都可以。所以这里是最 flexible， 最弹性最大的。
And so because all these factors, it allows us to give us the most flexibility. So that's why we chose to go to Phnom Penh.
好，稍微讲一下我们的行程哈，我们的服事的项目大概是什么
？So just some highlights of our mission.
我们一般出去宣教，通常都是我们设计好，那就交给他们。
And so typically the way it works is that we'll design the plans and then we hand it over to them.
就是我们稍微知道一下我们要去的工厂是怎么样子的，那我们就设计好就交给他们，就是这是我们就要这样做的。
So we just need to know that what it's like to the place where we will be going to, and then we'll design the plans cater to that place.
但杰士呢是不一样，杰士是杰香来这边有两次。所以我们跟他之间讨论，还有跟他们的同工讨论，讨论的非常久，到最后呢，这些东西呢都是他要我们做的，我们感觉到压力非常大。
And so our sister Lou been here twice now, and then so all of the requirements came actually from her, and then that she asked to do all these different, she gave us different requirements, so we felt a bit of pressure in delivering.
那他第一次跟我说呢，我们希望你们做一个短剧，啊，一个短剧。
And so the first time she told us that we'd like you guys to put on a short play.
他说，那我说什么短剧呢？他说你可以做啊，耶稣诞生的，或者是福音，就两个选一个吧。
And she said, well, maybe you could do some nativity play or maybe about the gospel.
那我们就想说，嗯，耶稣诞生的在路加福音有记载，反正已经有这些个这个 script 比较容易，我们就选这个。
And so we figured in the book of Luke that it already records the birth of Jesus, so it's almost like most of the scripts have been written already. So we felt that's an easier one to do, so we took on that project.
第二次他来的时候跟我们讲说，我希望你们做两个。
And but then second time came to visit us, she now says, oh, I'd like you guys to do two.
他说呢，我们的这个金边的华人教会在主日信息的时候。我希望你讲信息，讲信息，然后可不可以再加一个短句？你们演一个短句。
And she said that in our Sunday message in Phnom Penh Grace Church, we will be sharing message. So I'd like you to share sermon as well. So why don't we do two, both the nativity play and then also a sermon?
所以我们为这个福音短句呢，我们就想了半天，也不知道做什么。后来我们就找了半天也找不到，后来我们就是自己写了。
And so regarding the play, we tried to look up existing scripts, but we couldn't find any, and so we had to write our own.
那我们只有七个人，四个大人，三个小孩。我们怎么样去把这个剧编出来，而且能够照我们的人去演呢？想了半天，后来感谢主，这个圣灵的帮忙，我们一天就把它弄出来了。
And we only have four adults and three young people, and so how could we put on this display and have all these different characters and bring the story to life? But praise the Lord, we actually were able to complete the play, finish writing the play in just one day.
我们演这两个短剧呢，几乎我们所有人都用上去了，而且正好。
And all of us, all the members were used as a cast for the place.
所以感谢主，神给我们的 assignment, 神也供应了。我们看起来我们的人好像很薄弱，好像我们这个没有什么经验，但是呢，好像每一个人都用上了。
And thank the Lord that He helped us to complete this task that He gave us. It seems like outwardly, initially, it seems like we're unable to fulfill this, but His blessing is enough for all of us.
我们为这两个短剧呢演了很多次，而且要背起来那个台词啊，背着很难，所以。我们为了这两个短剧搞了很多的时间，花我们最多时间就在这两个短剧上。
And we just spent a lot of time practicing these plays, these two plays, and also spent a lot of time memorizing the script.
所以我们就在竹笋村呢有一个庆祝圣诞节的晚会，那是耶稣诞生的。然后另外在这个孤儿院这里呢，我们是花一个礼拜六全天的，因为去就两个钟头，回来两个钟头，所以我们等于是四个钟头在交通。然后大概三个到四个钟头在那里面，整整一天在孤儿院里面。
And so we, it was Christmas at the time of when we went to the Bamboo Village Grace Church, so we put on the nativity play, and then also on Saturday we went to the Faith Orphanage, and we spent the whole day there because it takes like 2 hours just one way, and so we've spent about 4 hours on the road, and so we spent about 3 to 4 hours locally at the orphanage itself.
Yeah, 我们的诗歌、圣经故事，还有做一些手工。
And so we share songs, Bible stories, and this arts and crafts with them.
好，那金边的恩典堂呢？我们就在二十四、二十五号，我们还有去报佳音。我们就是除了白天的敬拜，我们晚上两个晚上去报佳音。And
then so for the Phnom Penh Grace Church, we did songs and we gospel skits, and we did Christmas caroling. We did two nights of Christmas caroling.
然后在西港我们住了两天呢，我们有培训，还有儿童的课，就是下课之后我们给他上课。
And so from 26 to 27, we spent at the Sihanouk Grace Church, and then we had disciple trainings, after school language classes.
然后还有就是跟大学生有个查经，晚上一个晚上跟他们查经，大学生。
And also back at the Phnom Penh Grace Church, we had Bible study for college students. In the evening time.
那同时我们做探访的工作，也是在西港跟在金边都有去做探访。
And then we also go and just visit families. We did this both in Phnom Penh and also in the Sihanouk village.
好，那我们就稍微了解一下当地的这些弟兄姐妹，他们在那边生活的状况实在是不容易。在他们从中国或者从台湾去，他们都非常多的挑战。
And so we also got a chance to get to know some of the brothers and sisters there, and found out that they really had a pretty challenging life for those who moved to Cambodia from Taiwan or from China. And so, for example, a sister Dai that we talked about, she was an older sister, and she's there to visit her son who's doing business there, and then attending church meetings really is extremely important for her. She said that if it wasn't for the meetings, the church meetings, I couldn't stay that long.
她是从国内来的。
She came from mainland China.
另外一个女姐妹是从台湾，十二年前，大概十二年前吧，去，大概十几年，我不知道，好像十几年前还是对吧？她在这个东南亚这边，后来到柬埔寨，她有一次呢，sorry.
Oh, and then the next one is Sister Lu. She's been to in Cambodia for about 12 years or more now.
她有一次就是她的工厂跟合伙人被合伙人吞吃了，她一夜之间所有都没有了，连公司工厂也不能进去，住的地方也没有，身上没有钱。And
then she was deceived by her business partner, where she lost her factory and her company just overnight, just gone, everything's gone.
所以她整个精神受冲击呢，突然间就变成精神，好像有点像精神病一样的。
And so because it was such a shock to her, so to her entire being, that led to a mental breakdown.
然后就回到台湾，送到回台湾，然后住在精神病院大概一个月时间。
And then she returned to Taiwan and resided in a mental hospital for about a month's time.
然后因为有这个牧师去传福音，她后来就信了，然后就想要受洗，后来就受洗了。
And because then there was a pastor who was sharing the gospel, and she listened, and she became a believer, and she was baptized.
她在没有受洗之前呢，她不认得她的儿子，就她的儿子她不认得。And
so before she was baptized, she couldn't even recognize her own son.
然后她在受洗完的那一刻呢，起来从水里起来的时候，她看到她儿子叫她儿子，她说：“儿子，你怎么在这里呢？”
And then, but as soon as she was baptized, as soon as she raised up from the water, she recognized her son and said, "Hey, why are you here?"
所以这个姐妹她就是经过这个苦难呢，后来得救了，信主了，那也是现在还在那里跟她儿子在做生意。And
so the sister went through this trial and tribulation, and she was saved eventually. And so now, she's engaged in bulk good tradings in Cambodia with partnering with her son.
另外一个姐妹跟她的应该有三个人嘛，她姐妹啊，不是，一个姐妹 跟他的哥哥，对，跟他哥哥还有他嫂子，他们三个人在柬埔寨，哦，十二年是这个，啊，他们在柬埔寨十二年，他们说十二年里面呢，他们不知道怎么过，如果没有主的话，他们不知道他们怎么可以过来，就做生意是很难的。
And then there's this three brothers, these three sisters and brother, where they're the one who've been there for 12 years, and they said that if it wasn't for the Lord, they don't know how they could make it through these 12 years. It's very hard to do business.
还另外一个罗姐妹是从台湾去的，他们在开那个医美，就是所谓的美容啊，那个什么什么做那些比较现代的，对对对。
So, and then there's also Sister Luo and her husband. And so in Phnom Penh, they had a spa kind of a place.
他们是做用现代的那种科技，所谓的生化的科技产品来做的。所以他说打一针啊，多少钱？$3,000。
And so they specialize in like using modern technique, modern technologies. And then, so for example, like,this kind of injection they do for people, just one single injection would cost $3,000.
因为他说柬埔寨的有钱人呢，他们如果要做这个，就到曼谷、到泰国去，所以他们就从台湾就引进一些医生，啊，因为台湾这个很发达，台湾这方面是很发达的，就引进医生有做那个生化方面的产品，还有医生可以做美容之类的吧。他们办公室非常漂亮，是最豪华的办公室。
And so they say that because there's quite a demand for these technologies in among the rich people in Cambodia. And so what they used to do is they used to go to Bangkok to get these kind of injections. But because Taiwan has this technology, so that's how they go out. They started their business.
但这类服务他们很爱主。你看他们的谈话讲话，这个姐妹呢，她是有音乐的恩赐。所以他就唱歌给我们听，当时就唱歌给我们听，他做自己做的词，自己做的唱歌给我们听。所以他们是很爱主的基督徒。
But this sister and her husband, they love the Lord a lot, and we could tell in our conversation with them. And also the sister is blessed with musical gifts, and she has a lovely voice, and she also write and her own songs too, and she sang for us, and it's just beautiful.
好，那我们计划今年呢，如果我们去的话，我们想改成夏天。所以请各位弟兄姐妹先放在心里面，预计八月大概 VBS 完了以后我们就去，第一个礼拜是 VBS， 所以第二个礼拜以后我们想要定在这个时间。
So we also have plans to go back to Cambodia this year, but we want to change it to summertime. So it's going to be in August 2024, and it's going to be after, at the end of, right after the VBS ends. So we'll be the second week.
好，那个，请你帮我放那个照片。好，我们现在开始看一些照片。
So let's start take a look at some pictures. So this is our first group picture. This is all seven of the members of the short-term mission trip. So the last one in the picture, furthest back is Brother Yong. He's still currently in Shanghai right now.
那左边呢是当地的传道人，就是王金顺。
On the left is the past the preacher at the church there, brother preacher Wang Jin Sun.
这个是我们在竹笋村的，在我们在还没有演话剧，也还没有演短剧之前，我们先吃饭。
And so this is in the bamboo village, and this is before we the start of the play. So we just had share a meal together.
这是竹笋村的。
So this is in the Bamboo Village Grace Church, and so they actually basically combine two condos or townhouse together, so it's quite large. So these are their young people. So these are the co-workers.
那个穿红色衣服那个就是他们的传道人，叫 Timothy.
So the one in red is their preacher. He's called Timothy.
他是我们讲英文，他是翻译成柬埔寨的话。
And so he's responsible for translating our message from English to the local language.
他好像去马来西亚还是新加坡？哦，新加坡念神学院毕业。
So he graduated from seminary in Singapore.So his English is pretty fluent. So these young people are probably middle school or high schoolers. So these are some of the older folks who attended. The one in the mask, he actually worked at a foreign company before, so his English is good as well. So before our play, these are the local young people, so they put on a show as well. So they have quite a lot of activities to put on. So this is our little angel. And this is Maria and Joseph. Mary. The one on the right is the innkeeper. And so this is Elizabeth and Zachariah?
Yeah.
And so we'll put on the play for one act, and then we'll sing, and then do another act, and then sing. Sister Xiaoling's behind there playing the piano as well as being the narrator. And so we speak in English. And then their pastor would then translate the play to their language. And on Saturday we went to the orphanage. So basically this covered space is basically their worship, place for worship. So what they're holding in their hands are the arts and crafts that we made for them. It's about the birth of Jesus. So the sister on the left, she's actually from a church nearby. She's a co-worker, and she would oftentimes stop by the orphanage to help out. She's very young. She's only about 20, in her early 20s, but she's great with kids. So this is Paul, the principal of the director of the orphanage. So they got director and vice director, and then the rest are all kids. So this is lunchtime, and this is where the kids have their lunch. And so basically what they're eating are basically curry chicken and also some sort of rice noodle. So we have songs and Bible stories in the morning, and then we'll go into arts and crafts. And this is for the middle schoolers, and they would do drawings on the clothes.
那另外有两个呢，就是手工，是一个是这个，就是所谓的啊，这个叫 faith， 就是我们的信心的福音的啊，这个珠子可以当项链戴在身上。
And so we made these the other kind of arts and craft is that we did is the, these faith beads that they could use as a necklace after they're done。
然后我们就会问他，我们会教他们每一个珠子的颜色代表什么意思，这福音性的。然后我们之后呢做完。
And so we would teach them what each color of those beads means, if they're a pillar of the faith. And so afterwards, we'll test them, we'll quiz them about the meaning of the colors of each of the beads. And so, for example, gold represents the life of God. And so when man was created, he should show forth the life of God, but because he sinned, and therefore that's what the black bee stands for, the man sinned. And through the blood of Christ, which is represented by the red bead, that we're cleansed of our sins, which is represented by the white bead, and then we're resurrected. So that's what the green bead stands for. And then the blue is that we're then raised into heaven. And then the purple means life or loyalty, royalty. So this is one of the arts and crafts pieces that we did. This is represent the birth of Christ. And so in the Phnom Penh Grace Church, we are doing the play right now.
And
afterward, we sing a song, Go Home, Returning Home. So let me talk about what the play that we did. So the play that we did is the modernized version of the Prodigal Son. So the story goes like this. So there's these two couples, they immigrated to the U.S. And so there's one of these couples, they seek for the spiritual life. And the other couple, they sought for wealth and success, worldly wealth and success. And occasionally they'll get together, the two couples would get together, and then they'll talk about various things like spiritual life and you know, daily life stuff. And but then after a couple of years, so the couple that sought after worldly wealth, they were successful. They got the money they wanted, the wealth they wanted. But then the son, because he has no goal and he just basically kind of goes through life willy nilly. And then the dad, because the wife was sick, so he spent all the money, but still couldn't do anything about it. And our sister Xiaoling plays the part of the couple that seeks worldly wealth. And then I and the brother Jun, we play the. I'm sorry, it's the reverse. So sister Xiaoling's the spiritual.
The
pursuit
of
war. Okay, and then.
We pursue the
spiritual, okay. So I, me and Brother Jin plays the more spiritual pursuit one. Isaiah plays the son. And then Esther and Ihan plays the the people who deceived the wealthy people, couple of all their money.
然后最后Elia就是一穷二白，然后就想起爸爸的家，回家多好啊。
And then Isaiah, after losing everything, finally thought about his dad and said, oh, how wonderful it is to return to my father's house. So this is in the gathering place at the Grace Church. So they're in this very beautiful building, it has 7 stories. And so because there's lunch, it was during noon, lunchtime, so that's why they put out the tables. Normally, it's not like that. And so this is caroling during the 24th and
25th.
And so after we finish caroling, we all gather together in front of the royal house and then royal palace, and then we took this picture. So this is the cafeteria in the Phnom Penh Grace Church. And so the brother right in the middle in the navy blue shorts, he served as the chef for us. So this during mealtime. So this is with the college students at the nighttime in their dorm, leading them in Bible study. And so these are the college students taking a photo together. So this is during daytime, they had a tour, so we attended that, and behind us is that same, the very same royal palace that we took a photo in during the nighttime. So it's not like a commercial tour, but just the brothers, the local brothers took us on a tour. And on the right is the Mekong River. So it's just very beautiful architectures, and just the scenery is great. And so these are the scenes of the local, farmer's market or such. So this is their tuk-tuk. So you can see that a lot of people are riding in the bed of this truck, and this is a common scene because this is what they use to haul people to and from factory work. And it just constantly flow of these trucks. And next we go to the Sinopville port. It's a very beautiful port city. And this is the church there. And then right across from there, there's a brother who started a restaurant across from the church. So this is where the two are located. So on the right is the church, on the left is that restaurant the brother opened. And so for 2 days after the classes, the kids could come and join to learn both Chinese and English. And our sister Xiaoling is in charge of leading gospel singings. And then afterwards, we have first English class and then Chinese class. And our brother Isaiah is teaching Chinese. I'm sorry, English.
And
So Ian and Esther are teaching English. And then Sister is teaching Chinese. So we taught English in the context of the Bible that's related to the Bible. And then so these are the co-workers at the church there. And so after class, a lot of kids left, but then some stay, and so we took a picture with them. So this is the port at the Sihanoukville. It's very beautiful. So it's a very beautiful port city. And they also have beautiful sand beaches. And so afterwards, we went to visit families. The sister that's between myself and Sister Xiaolin is called Zheng Da. So she just graduated from the seminary school and she started to co-work this year. And then second from the right is her son. So they all serve in the church. And so this is actually where she lives, but also that's her brother's house. And so kids after school, they would come to her to learn English. And then on Sunday, so she'll have Sunday schools there because this location is a bit far from the port church at Sihanoukville. And the one who's kind of squatting in the front, he's the preacher at the Sihanoukville church. And then the one on the right is Brother Wong, and he was initially serving at Sihanoukville, but then recently he was moved to serve at the Phnom Penh church. And so this is a home of four sisters, elderly sisters that we went to visit, and they have afternoon Bible study. And so Sister Xiaolin and Sister Jingo are sitting there with them, and so they're in a pretty comfortable home here. And so this is that Sister Dai that we mentioned whose son is doing business in Cambodia. And this is her office. And this is her factory. So she's very hospitable. So she's treated us to various fruits and things in her office. And so the one in the middle with the white top, that sister is the one that we mentioned before that gone through a mental issue, but then she recovered, and then this is the factory she started. And so she's now doing business with her, along with her son. And so we also mentioned a pair of sisters and brother who's been doing factory work, doing fact, has a factory for making clothing for 12 years in Phnom Penh. That was the factory. So they employ about 1,000 people. So that's why one of the sisters was saying that it's been a tough, long journey of these past 12 years. And so next to Sister Junge is the sister that was that started this cosmetic clinic. So that's all the pictures. Let's have a word prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们看见是你圣灵的工作，带领短宣队能够出去啊，做这么多各样不同的服事。我们再一次献上感恩。
Lord, we want to thank you because we saw that it's the Holy Spirit that led the short-term missionary trip to go out and do all these work, and it's all because of you. So we offer our thanks.
主，我们求你兴起更多弟兄姐妹，尤其是年轻人，能够在短宣宣教，我们有负担，能够出去。传扬主你自己的福音。
And we pray that you continue to raise up more people, especially younger brothers and sisters, to have this burden to want to go out and share your gospel on these short-term mission trips.
为今年预计的短宣队，我们求主你感动弟兄姐妹，能够把这个时间分别为圣。
We also pray that you will move brothers and sisters to separate this time aside for the short-term mission trip this year.
这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.